the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. You know, Romney's the godfather of the Obamacare bill, so law. I mean, so it's kind of hard to see how he comes at it. But if the Supreme Court throws this thing out, it could have all kinds of political effects, and I don't think anybody knows what they'll be yet. I mean, you could have sort of a less energized right. Why? Because, well, they opposed it, and it's been thrown out, so there's no need to fight. And on the other side, supporters of Barack Obama who like this law realize they've got to fight to keep him in. So, I mean, so you could get more energy on the left. It's unclear what the ramifications will be, but I don't see how Romney's the best. I think one time I agree with Rick Santorum, Romney's probably the worst Republican that could be put up against Obama on the health care issue.
That's political strategist Joe Trippi commenting on Mitt Romney's connection to Obamacare and how this week's Supreme Court hearings may affect the campaign. That is the Supreme Court hearings being number one and all this week on the countdown. Doug Steffen here. Welcome into another hour of the review that goes on every week with number one through ten for the week ending Friday, March 30th in political issue-oriented news talk radio as determined by the folks at Talkers Magazine. And Dick Cheney getting that heart transplant's number 10. Pink Slime, number 9. JetBlue pilot meltdown, number 8. Afghanistan, number 7. Lottery fever, number 6. The president involved with the Russian president, number 5. Number 4, price of gasoline. Number 3, the presidential primary race. Number 2, Trayvon Martin and his death. And number 1, in the Supreme Court hearings this week, focused on health care, the so-called Obamacare. Here's host Joe Pagliarulo talking to Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott about his impression of the 3 days of Supreme Court hearings.
I got to tell you, 3 days that I found to be unexpected. Did you think, and again, I've heard a lot of the audio, and I know that you're probably not going to be as critical as I am, but do you think that the guy representing the administration would sound so ill-prepared?
You know, I am a little bit surprised about his performance, and what you're talking about is the quality of the oral argument presented by the attorney representing the Obama administration. And he struggled in this oral argument, and part of it seemed as though he may have been inadequately prepared, but part of it, I got to tell you, is because of the weakness of his position. Listen, what people did not fully understand is how weak the position is to try to defend Obamacare. And conversely, how strong our position is in attacking Obamacare. And for some reason, these people living in the Beltway up here in Washington, D.C., just took for granted that Congress passed a law, and therefore that law has to be upheld. And they didn't realize the United States Supreme Court justices would disagree with that unprecedented overreach by Congress.
It's Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott, and we're always glad to get the access. So we had 3 days of testimony, days where the argument against Obamacare was solid. It's been solid since the beginning. You and I have talked about it a million times. One of the justices actually said, "Can you make me buy broccoli? Can you make me buy a cell phone?" And again, the bumbling attorney for the administration seemed to not have a really good valid answer for that. I don't know what they were trying to hang their hat on. At one point, Attorney General, he spoke about everybody using the fire department, everybody using the police department, and I think it was Chief Justice Roberts said, "Yeah, but can you make me buy a cell phone so that I can have access to those departments?" And again, well, that's not the same thing. That's completely different, Chief Justice. But he never ever laid out why the Obama administration thought that it would be okay to force people in this great land to buy something. Did he ever make a point at all about that?
He didn't, and it's actually a point that we have made coming into this oral argument, and that is when Texas wanted the trial court, when Texas wanted the Court of Appeals, and frankly, in all of these other cases around the country that the Obama administration has been involved in trying to defend Obamacare, they have been repeatedly asked about all of these examples, about if Congress can force Americans to go out and purchase health care insurance, is there any limit where you can draw the line of what Congress cannot force Americans to buy? They've been asked that question more than 100 times. Not once yet to this day have they ever been able to answer that question. And that's what this case is all about.
Up next, more on the Affordable Care Act and the Supreme Court here on the Countdown.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-281-9981. 800-281-9981. Don't wait. Call 800-281-9981. 800-281-9981.
This is a special announcement from Lumber Liquidators.
We must reduce inventory by end of month, so we're making deals on every floor in every store. If a floor is in stock, it's on sale at our end-of-quarter clearance. Choose from over 60 laminates starting at only 39 cents a square foot. Over 255 pre-finished hardwood floors from just $1.49 a square foot. But you must take possession by March 31st. Plus, take advantage of special extended financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store. Don't wait. Sale absolutely ends close of business Saturday.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself. But who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
Talk radio in review, counting down or up or sideways, whatever way you want to review. These are the top 10 talk topics of the week. Obamacare Supreme Court hearings number one this week. Host Michael Graham talks to political analyst Avik Roy about what he thinks is going to come out of the 3 days of hearings.
The assumption was that this was going to be a very difficult case for people who are opposed to Obamacare, who believe it does fundamentally renegotiate what it means to be a citizen. Should people like myself be heartened that those seem to be the concerns that the court has?
Well, you know, here's how I would put it. You remember when Nancy Pelosi said, "Are you serious? Are you serious?" A couple of years back when
right.
somebody suggested it might be unconstitutional. I think still a lot of liberals had been saying that over the years. I remember having a debate with Jonathan Cohn on NPR, who's an editor at the New Republic, a couple years back, where I mentioned this constitutional stuff, and he was like, "Well, this doesn't make any sense to me, but I'm no expert on the Constitution." He was actually in the Supreme Court today. He came out of it clearly shaken. He said, "I came into today thinking that we were very confident about the outcome. I came out of it being very unconfident about the outcome." Effectively, I don't have the exact tweet in front of me, but I think there are a lot of liberals out there who are hyperventilating today because they feel it didn't go well. However, the reason why they're worried is because Verrilli, to your point, seemed very nervous. He was like, you know, a guy from AA ball playing in the World Series, whereas you had on the other side Paul Clement, who's argued before the Supreme Court 50 times and is considered the LeBron James of constitutional lawyers, advocates out there. So I think he was just a much more polished, much more experienced guy. It was clear the liberal judges were trying to help Verrilli out when he messed up. So I think if you go by that, if you go by the quality of the argument, clearly Clement, the guy supporting the state's view that the mandate should be struck down, he had the better of it. He looked better. But at the end of the day, that's not what matters, right?
Exactly.
What really matters is what the Supreme Court decides. And I think what we learned today was that the four liberals are going to support the mandate. Let me stop right there.
We've been hearing this for weeks. I'm just a talk show host. I'm nobody. I'm just a guy who talks for a living. And it would disturb me if someone said to me, Michael, I know exactly what you're going to think on every position because you're always going to take something driven by politics. That would bother me as a talk show host. Does it not bother these four supposedly serious-minded, well-rounded scholars that they are, in essence, a judicial joke that everyone says, well, they're done. The facts won't matter. The arguments won't matter. No information will penetrate their politics. Is there no shame associated with that, Ovid?
Well, on the one hand, I think it's less politics and ideology, right? I mean, I think that the liberals believe that the Constitution is a living Constitution and its meaning evolves over time, and therefore we can interpret it any way we want, whereas the conservatives don't believe in that as much. So in that sense, I think it's more about philosophy than politics. However, there are some instances, I think Bush v. Gore is one of them, where the politics do play a role, because in my mind, that should have been 9-0, and it wasn't in certain cases, because there I felt like, the law was very clear, and the liberal justices divided on that, and that created a lot of unnecessary controversy.
Here's host John Thomas with Rick Garnett, the dean of Notre Dame Law School, about this week's hearings, and if he thinks, that is, Garnett thinks, it's likely that the Affordable Care Act will be upheld or not.
So the Supreme Court yesterday heard really the crux of the whole issue over this individual mandate, and that is the individual mandate, whether people should be required to have health insurance or face a federal fine. And that really was the crux of the argument yesterday. A lot of people inside the high court, as it was playing out, coming out saying, boy, the Obama administration really blew it on this one. They could see where this whole thing could be overturned. Do you buy that?
Well, it's pretty clear from the questioning that the predictions that some people made, including, I have to confess, me, that most of the justices would find it's a pretty easy case. Those predictions were wrong. It's clearly the case that the justices are very engaged, and they see this as a difficult case. On the one side, you've got the four quote unquote liberal or democratic judges who seem sympathetic to the mandate. On the other side, though, the government came in for some pretty tough questioning from the more conservative justices. And I think probably the most kind of dramatic moment was one that the government's lawyers certainly should have expected. And that was when the conservative justices kept pushing him to give a limiting principle. They kept asking him over and again in different ways, if Congress can do this, is there any limit to what it can do? If Congress can regulate this, is there any limit to what it can regulate? And I got to say, most people think the government's lawyer didn't have a very good answer to that question. And he probably should have. I mean, these are great lawyers, by the way. I don't mean to beat up on the lawyers, but that was the moment where I think there was the most drama.
It turns out Justice Stephen Breyer is the one who ended up giving the answer for the Solicitor General, and some people are saying that that was a huge blow against the Obama administration.
Yeah, Justice Breyer and also some of his colleagues were there to kind of help out in a few places. It isn't a surprise that it was Justice Breyer. He, for many years now, going back to the court's last big Commerce Clause case, which is called Lopez, he's been a very strong advocate for the view that courts should defer to Congress and let Congress decide when and whether it's going to regulate commerce. If this mandate gets struck down, certainly look for him to be the one writing the dissent. All eyes, of course, were on Justice Kennedy, who is often characterized as being a swing vote or a middle-of-the-road justice or what have you. But he's somebody who, in a lot of his work, has made it clear that he thinks the powers of the national government are limited. And he seems troubled by certain aspects of the mandate. And none of this means that at the end of the day they'll strike it down. I mean, it's just really dangerous to read too much into oral argument. But certainly, the government's lawyers had a day on the hot seat. And certainly the administration should not be overconfident at this point.
Up next, the latest on the Trayvon Martin case. And also the primary race. That's up next on the Countdown.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. And we're up to number two on the countdown. Trayvon Martin, the Florida case here from Fox. Martha McCallum talks to Dr. Alvia King, who's the niece of Martin Luther King, about the unnecessary way the race card's being used in this case.
The niece of Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr., now says that civil rights activists like Reverend Sharpton and Reverend Jesse Jackson, in her opinion, are riling up Americans and, quote, her quote, playing the race card.
Martha, if I may say, just listening to Reverend Sharpton and Reverend Jackson, you know, Reverend Jackson, no justice, no peace. There's power in the blood of Emmett Till. There's power in the blood of Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. There's power in the blood of Trayvon Martin. Well, certainly the power is in the blood of Jesus Christ. You know, we're in Easter season. And to say no justice, no peace. If you know Jesus, there is peace. I'm asking that we remember that Trayvon Martin's family is grieving right now. And in the midst of their grieving, they don't need a lot of anger and fear surrounding that. And certainly Trayvon Martin, a young man, cut down in his prime, I would say because of my ministry, aborted late, a late abortion. Now his dreams are dead. But also with Mr. Zimmerman, his life is turned upside down. Two young men, one dead. Of course we love our children. We love all children. America's youth are now an endangered species. And so we must answer this nonviolently, not with rage and not with anger, not by playing the race card, but like Mother Teresa said, if you can abort a baby, you can kill anyone. And so as we stand our ground, and if we're doing that emotionally, and guns come out, we have a tragedy. And that's what we have. And I want people to remember Trayvon with dignity.
Yes.
He now joins the ranks of many young people who've been killed.
So the presidential race up next, number three on the countdown. Here's radio man Charlie Sykes with Rick Santorum. They talk about the latest ad in Wisconsin where Santorum says that nominating Romney would be a disaster.
You're running an ad here on our station saying that nominating Mitt Romney, I think I wrote this down, would be a disaster for every conservative and Tea Party supporter. Now, the other day you said you'd be willing to be his VP. Which is it?
Well, what I said was I'd be willing to do anything I could to help the party. I'm not running for VP, obviously, and I have no great desire to do anything other than to help the nominee. And obviously, I believe that the best nominee is me. I mean, I believe that we have the best vision, the best record, and the best contrast to take on Barack Obama. And I was at the Supreme Court on Monday and stood there and said, if we're going to repeal Obamacare, we need to make this race about Obamacare. We need to have this. Obamacare is clearly the best encapsulation of what's wrong with Washington, the explosion of a federal government program, billions of dollars in deficit spending, government control over your economic decisions, government control over your decisions about the faith that you're going to practice, which you've seen with Obamacare, destroying the economy, raising taxes, reducing employment, increasing the unemployment rate. I mean, it's sort of part and parcel of everything that people are concerned about, and it's summed up in one bill. And it has to be and should be the focal point of this race and what Barack Obama's done to this country. And what I've said is that Mitt Romney is uniquely disqualified to make that case because he put forth an almost identical plan in Massachusetts and then advocated for that for President Obama to adopt. And as President Obama has said repeatedly, he followed Mitt Romney's advice. And that's why I say it's taking the signature issue, Obama's Achilles heel, and taking it off the table.
What if the U.S. Supreme Court takes it off the table? What if, in fact, the court throws out Obamacare? Now, James Carville has been saying that would be a boon for Democrats. How do you think that would play out in the 2012 election for your candidacy or for the candidacy of any Republican running against Obama? Who is helped by the Supreme Court declaration that Obamacare was unconstitutional?
Well, first off, the country's helped because we get rid of, at least depending on how they structure, at least some elements of Obamacare.
800-510-8255, your calls, and also the rest of the list coming up in the next half hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. First, she'll crawl. Then take her first baby steps. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school. I'll be watching her run down a soccer field. Staying up all night waiting for her to get home from her first date. Wincing when she steps on the gas pedal and then the brakes. Beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma. Or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Gather your family, friends, and co-workers and join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hey, Rich.
Hey, Phil. I need a new putter.
Well, sure. They're on sale.
Yeah, I know. I read your email newsletter.
So you're hitting them.
Shot a 79 yesterday.
Oh, fabulous. You must be reading my newsletter tips.
79 over par.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you want to look at some drivers, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Email marketing from Constant Contact helps you create professional newsletters that really drive business. It's easy, and plans are as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial. ConstantContact.com.
Four.
Grandpa!
Hey, there he is.
What appearance.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit HouseLogic.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We all know the importance of having storable foods. But what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Perfect combination of input from people who are experts, supposedly commentators, hosts of programs on radio and television, and your calls at 800-510-8255. As we continue our focus on the top 10 items this week, the Supreme Court arguments at number 1, Trayvon Martin case number 2, the GOP primary number 3, gas prices are number 4. Here's Tom, who's listening in Lake Havasu City, Arizona. You have a moment or two, Tom, of our time, so let's make some good use of it. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Say, there seems to be a lot of idiocy going around on these topics these days. In particular, I was thoroughly offended by the commentator who stated that everybody who doesn't carry medical insurance is waiting till they have to go to the emergency room and then getting free medical care.
I don't think that's accurate. I don't think that fits everybody, but it does fit some people. Would you agree?
I wouldn't know, but I've heard that so many times. My wife and I have not had medical care, medical insurance for 41 years. We rarely go to the doctor, and we pay all our bills, and we pay full price when we go to a doctor. We don't get a reduced rate because we have medical insurance.
So what would happen if one of you, God forbid, came down with some serious illness?
Well, I don't care to discuss that right now, but I will tell you this one thing, that medical insurance was first advertised as for catastrophic care, not for every time you need to go to the doctor.
Well, the problem, right, the problem is people have, you're right about that, for sure. People have used this, like they've used the emergency room as their regular medical care. You got a cold, you go to the emergency room. What kind of nonsense is that? And that's what does force the price up, yeah.
It seems to me that, the people who've got the insurance are running into the doctor for every little sniffle they get.
Yeah.
Whereas I happen to have a master's in biology and some experience in the medical field. So I do most of pre-going to the doctor, diagnosing and stuff of our conditions, and then we go to specialists.
Well,
and we have gone to the emergency room from time to time, and we always pay full price. And boy, do I get steamed when I hear some moron like that guy say something like that.
Well, I don't know whether or not he's a moron. He probably believes
he sure
as you do.
It.
You believe in one thing, he believes in another. I may more likely agree with you. Prevention is more important. Understanding your body and what's going on in it is your job. I'm not supposed to be paying for you to take care of your body. You're supposed to take care of your own body. And if you're fortunate, you don't come down with something that's serious. That is,
that's true.
That's the way it is with many people. Others don't have a choice. Thanks for your call, Tom. Doug's in Bedford, Virginia, here on the countdown on Trayvon Martin. Go ahead, Doug.
Hey, buddy, and I hope you're doing well this morning.
Thank you, and you as well.
All right, then, as far as it goes, the Trayvon case, I didn't catch the lady's name that you were playing just a few minutes ago, but to me, kudos goes out to her, because to me, Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton and that whole bunch, and it's a reporter there in Florida that was writing as far as it goes about the race card. You know, the situations happen. Why didn't they report anything at all as far as it goes about the 12 killings that was last month in Chicago? And one of them was a 6-month-old baby that the man walked in, and black African-American black man that walked in and took and pulled a gun out and shot the baby. And,
well,
of course, that's never been talked about that.
There have been any number of circumstances. I saw a story, I think it was yesterday, about a man who killed... a white man who killed two other people, and the comment from this person who sent me the email was, okay, so this guy kills these two people, and there's no big hubbub about that, and it appeared to be the same kind of thing, except there wasn't any race tone to it. It's a double standard. That doesn't mean all black people are thinking that way or all white people think that way. It just is a time when we have a lot of focus on this sort of thing, because there have been, it doesn't justify, but over the years there have been lots of abuses aimed at people of color. And so this is the way for some of those who declare themselves to be leaders to get on the bandwagon and make something of it. That's all Al Sharpton is interested in, is he's making something because that's his lot in life. He likes to stir things up and gets paid to do it. That's the story. Doug, thank you for your call. 800-510-8255. Number four on the countdown this week is what you're paying for gasoline. Here are, two people involved in this conversation. One of them is the host of the program named Doug McElvin. The other one is Jill Schlesinger, who is from Money Watch. They talk about the cost of gas in this excerpt.
We all know that gas prices, when they go up, are regressive because they affect people who are on the lower end of the income strata. But for the rest of us, you've got some amazing numbers to report.
Yeah, this is how you know you're a financial geek. You're filling up your own gas tank and doing little math problems in your head. That's what happened to me yesterday. I am not kidding you. It did happen. So there I was filling up my gas tank, and I said, oh, you know, look at this. Gas prices are up about 50 cents a gallon since October. And I looked at October because that was actually where the low print was for both oil and gas prices. Everyone was freaking out about maybe there was going to be a recession, what was going on in Europe. So oil prices down at around 75 bucks a barrel. Gas prices were at the low print for the entire 52 weeks that we've seen. So I said, okay, let's say that gas prices are up 50 cents since October. We assume that people fill up their 16-gallon tanks once a week. So that means they're going to pay an extra $416 a year.
Sounds like an awful lot of money.
Yeah, I mean, and as you said, if you are living paycheck to paycheck, it's horrible. But I also looked at this great number, which was that the average U.S. worker has $25,000 in a retirement account.
Okay, so how did they do over the past year, say?
So even let's just go back to that same October time frame. If we go from that October to where we are today, that person, even in just a diversified account, not all stocks, up $3,000. So you're going to pay $415 more per year for gas. You're going to make $3,000 more in your retirement account. What would you rather have?
Well, and if you want to whittle away that $416 annually that you'd be paying for fuel, there's a simple way to do that, too.
Yes, I did. I did, because I, of course, went to go get a medium coffee at Dunkin' Donuts and realized that that was, if you just said one less medium coffee per workday at Dunkin' Donuts, you pay for your gas.
That's where you get it, right?
Okay. You know how annoying? This is a justification for something that ought not to be. It may be that other things have gone up in price, but how do you, this woman who is pretty well known, she's on the CBS program, this doesn't square with common sense. If the price of oil goes up, it takes 4, 5, sometimes 6 months. They're charging you on the day the price of the oil goes to whatever the price is, as if that related to what you're paying at the pump that day, and it doesn't. The costs which have been speculated upon and pushed up are based on what the people who are paying for the oil will actually pay. That's what makes this a double whammy. They aren't paying that on that day. There's a future involved in this. And so down the road, they're going to pay $110, let's say, a barrel. And then it still takes another 4, 5, 6 months for you to actually see what comes out of the ground that day. And so you're talking sometimes almost a year. So why should you be paying today what someone is going to pay in terms of the cost of a barrel of oil a year from now? Or close to a year from now. It's the oil company screwing you, and it's the principle of the thing. Whether you've got that case. Now, what, the other arrogant thing about that is, who do you all have retirement accounts? Do you all have money in the bank? Do you all have money invested in certain assets? Of course you don't. So, sorry, Jill, no sale. 800-510-8255. All right, number five, here is... all right, hold on a minute. Let's talk to Jeff about the gas prices. Go ahead, Jeff. What are your, how do you read either what that lady said or what's happening with you?
Yes, I was watching C-SPAN the other day, and Tom Colburn got up on the Senate floor and pointed out the true reason that gas has increased at such an alarming rate, and it's due to our debt and the value of a dollar. In 2008, the dollar was traded against the euro at 96 cents, and now it's at $1.34. So the value of the dollar goes down, and gas is traded in dollars. And that adds a tremendous increase, and it's due to inflation and our national debt. We got to get our debt under control.
Yeah. Well, easier said than done. Inflation actually isn't occurring at the moment. But most people think that it will. I mean, when you have mortgages that are less than 4 points, there's not much, you know, look at some of the other things. The inflation is coming as a result of what it costs to buy gasoline, if nothing else, and plus the fact that the government's spending way too much money. All those things are a part of that equation. Thanks for your call, 800-510-8255. We'll move to a moment when the president wishes he'd remembered there are such things as open mics. And that comes up as number five in a moment here on the countdown.
This year, Starbucks launched a new coffee category, Starbucks Blonde Roast, to extend their roast spectrum, which also includes medium and dark roast coffees. And with a new packaging and organization system, customers can easily shop for their favorite Starbucks coffee by taste and intensity at grocery and Starbucks retail stores. Anthony Carroll, manager, Green Coffee Quality, Starbucks.
We recently introduced Starbucks Blonde Roast to meet the needs of 54 million coffee drinkers in the U.S. who prefer a lighter body coffee with a milder taste. Starbucks Blonde Roast is also available as a brewed coffee option in Starbucks retail stores.
To help coffee drinkers find their favorite coffee, Starbucks launched the Find the Roast You Love Most sweepstakes. Through April 30th, enter to win a trip for four to Seattle, Starbucks hometown, which includes a tasting and tour with a Starbucks coffee master. 1,000 Starbucks tasting kits will also be awarded. To enter, visit starbucks.com/sweeps.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Captain James T. Jones, G Company, 2nd Platoon Leader.
I was the left flank platoon of the company. They came down that little finger that I knew they'd be coming down. I lost several men that night. We had to pull them back in to make our little perimeter smaller, and I told the field artillery observer that, I said, you remember where my left flank was? And he said, yeah. And I said, well, give me battery 3 or 4 rounds because you got to get them off of me. And he said, well, you're taking a chance. You're going to get killed yourself and your men. And I said, you just tell us when it's on the way, and I'll get my men down, because I said, if you don't do it, the Chinese are anyway. So they gave us the artillery and got them off my back a little bit.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
Hi, I'm Ryan Newman, driver of the number 39 Quicken Loans Chevy for Stuart Haas Racing. I've got a question for you.
Want to be my boss? No, really, I'm serious. It can happen when you enter the Quicken Loans You're the Boss sweepstakes. Win, and for one amazing race weekend, you'll be an honorary co-owner of the Stuart Haas race team. Enter the Quicken Loans You're the Boss sweepstakes today at QLRacing.com. You'll get to hang with me, my other boss, Tony Stewart, and the whole crew. Pretty cool, huh? Oh, and get this. If you win, you'll also walk away with $10,000. Got your attention there, didn't I? So come on, what are you waiting for? Enter the Quicken Loans You're the Boss sweepstakes today at QLRacing.com. That's QLRacing.com.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C. 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Promotion ends 4/30/12. For official rules and complete details, visit QLRacing.com. Sponsor, Quicken Loans Incorporated. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. We're a proud sponsor of March of Dimes March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for Famous Footwear. We want to take steps to help moms have healthy pregnancies and save babies' lives. We've participated in March for Babies since 2003, and we'll continue to help fight premature birth and birth defects. Join us and the 20,000 companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
800-510-8255 here on the countdown. Doug Steffen reviewing from number 1 to number 10, and we're at 5. From the Daily Show, Jon Stewart had some fun with the president's open or hot mic moment when he was with the Russian president.
You know, this is how tough it is to be president. Even something as simple as a high-stakes nuclear disarmament conference with Russia, held within the shadow of what many consider to be the world's most dangerous border, can be fraught with domestic political peril.
My last election. Yeah, and after my election, I have more trust. Yeah. And this I transmit this information to Vladimir.
Hot mic! Mr. President, we can hear you capitulating to the Russians. Although on the plus side, Medvedev no longer has to transmit that information to Vladimir. It's on the TV. Can we hear him say that again? I transmit this information to Vladimir. That is a sentence that should only be spoken into a shoe phone. I transmit this information to Vladimir. I know it's not necessarily sinister, but it really does sound pretty sinister, doesn't it? I transmit this information to Vladimir. Give me that again. You know, because all he's really saying is, all right, I'll tell him. But when it comes out with, like, a little bit of Russian sauce on it, it's like, I will transmit this information to Vladimir. I wonder if Russia has been our enemy for so many years because everything they say just sounds evil. Maybe it's just all been a misunderstanding of tone and syntax. Like, we would go, hey, man, is dinner ready? And in Russian, they'd be like, has the borscht been prepared for this evening's consumption? Everything they say just sounds like a veiled threat. Have a nice day. It is my wish that you enjoy your waking hour. Now, I'm sure Republicans are going to say that the president's gaffe was sinister. But I really feel it's more sad and vaguely pathetic. Here's the president explaining what he meant in this caught on live mic moment.
I want to reduce our nuclear stockpiles. Frankly, the current environment is not conducive to those kinds of thoughtful consultations. I think we'll do better in 2013.
I'd love to reduce the nuclear stockpiles, but my hands are tied. You know, until I'm done with these, you know, voters. Meanwhile, between the length of our nominating process and the run-up to midterm elections and post-election lesson learning and lame duck sessions, there's probably only a quadrennial three-week window where the conditions are perfect to get some done anyway. I hope it doesn't snow during those weeks. Of course, the whole tiptoeing around election season must sound ridiculous to Medvedev and Putin. I wonder what that would sound like in Russian.
In Russia, President Vladimir took 4 more years to people.
All right, so Jon Stewart, you always can count on him to create some interesting and fun moments, whatever the news of the day is. The essence of Stewart's program for those who are 30 and under, actually almost to the mid-30s, more people who are in that age bracket get their news from Jon Stewart than any place else, including the Internet and the new media. That's pretty amazing, isn't it, huh? Let's see. Number 6 on our countdown, the chart for the week of March 26th to the 30th, has to do with the amount of money in the big super lotto. It's about $500 million at the moment. You buying your tickets? Number seven this week is Afghanistan. What new can be said about that? We continue to talk about the shape Afghanistan is in, whether we bring the troops home or not, yada, yada, yada. That leads us to number eight, which we'll talk about next, the JetBlue pilot incident here on the countdown.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increase, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at Biomat.com, spelled Biomat.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit Biomat.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, and in this hour, having started at number one, we've moved up to number eight, the situation on the JetBlue flight. Here our host, Mac Watson and Larry Gatos, talking about the pilot who had the meltdown during that flight.
So what happened with the JetBlue pilot? We talked about this, of how a JetBlue aircraft was on its way to Las Vegas, and it took a stop in Amarillo. Let me tell you something. There's a big difference between landing in Las Vegas and landing in Amarillo, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Not exactly the best thing, but there was an incident on the plane when the co-pilot noticed that this JetBlue pilot, who has worked for JetBlue for, you know, since 2000, that he was just basically not making any sense and getting very irritated. So he got him to go outside of the cockpit and said, "We have an emergency here. We got to put this plane down." And that's when the JetBlue pilot kind of lost it.
Yeah, Captain Clayton Osborne. Clayton Osborne. I've heard 20 different things about this guy.
Right.
Seriously.
Which one is the truth?
I heard that he was just irked about some of the chatter that was going on in the cockpit. I heard he was unnecessarily fiddling with the plane's controls. He was complaining of too much noise.
There was an affidavit unsealed today that said things don't matter. We're not going to Vegas. And then he began preaching.
Yeah. Someone said it was a panic attack. Someone said drugs. Someone even said could be a brain tumor.
Right.
All this speculation, you don't know what happened to the guy. You don't know what's wrong with the guy.
But you do know one thing. That flight was in risk because the guy flying the plane wasn't really in his right mind.
Oh my goodness.
Him yelling out things that don't make any sense.
Can you imagine someone doing that on the plane? That's bad enough. But well, to know that it's the captain is worse.
And my whole thing is, that's the guy in charge.
Yeah.
I am more apt to lay hands on some knucklehead in row 17 than to get up and try to subdue a pilot. Because what you're thinking is, this is our only way to land. Hello. We got to make sure that this plane can land. Do I really want to subdue this guy? A couple of people have mentioned that it was... thank goodness for the people that got up and actually did something to subdue this guy, because it could have turned out a little, a lot worse.
I mean, you're getting
but
up...
I don't know what I would have done.
Me neither. You're going to have... What you have to do is, on this plane, you've got to give up. You got to get up, and you've got to tackle somebody in uniform.
Right.
That is...
Where it's usually the other way around.
Right.
People in uniform tackle you.
All right. Man, you can put yourself in that place and you wonder, wow, what would I do? Here's Scott Sloan. Number 9 is Pink Slime. We're not going to talk about that. That's been talked about plenty. Here's Scott Sloan talking about Dick Cheney's heart transplant.
You're taking a heart from someone who generally, in the profile of a donor, is someone middle-aged, who dies unexpectedly, who is not diseased in any way, shape, or form, maybe a traffic fatality, something along those lines. And you take this heart... And you have this criteria where you look at the criteria and you go, okay, you have to have the right antigens in your body and there's got to be a match for that. You have various things like we can't look at. We can't look at gender, race, religion, age, lifestyle, financial, social status, that kind of stuff. We have to look at the medical reasons for doing this. Okay, in that, are you qualified for the heart? How long have you been on the wait list? Your mortality rate, things like that, scientific things. And then this whole thing, this whole process, well, if it's based on science and the heart, why would you put a newer heart in an older model car, so to speak? And I'm not trying to be cruel to seniors here. I'm just saying that it seems to me to be a bad investment, because when you base this then on the sole criteria, let's say everything else is equal, is based on how long you've been on the list or the fit, is that you're not looking at age, and so you're going to put something in someone who's probably not going to wind up using it to its full capacity, let's say. So that means, by definition, someone else who may be younger gets bumped off the list and has a chance of using that heart for a longer period. Does that make sense? Without being cruel? Nothing against Dick Cheney or LN with the one rap is all Dick Cheney. He got the heart because he's Dick Cheney. No, they're pretty good about this. UNOS and United National, or the United Network, UNOS, Organ Sharing. It's a federal waiting list, and Congress enacted this thing back in the 80s, said, look, we have to streamline this process. It's like the United Way for body parts. In that, it's an umbrella organization for transplant, and what they do is they set the standards, the criteria, they manage the national waiting list, and they match donors to organs. Well, I think it's like 24 hours a day, 365, Christmas, New Year's, they're doing. And they monitor every organ in the system to ensure compliance, to make sure that the limited supply of organs are distributed to a maximum number of people who qualify. And the qualifications are based solely on need and not gender, not race, not lifestyle, not religion, not financial reasons, not social status, that kind of stuff. They just base it on the scientific criteria of who's the best match, and where they are, too, has something to do with it as well, based on where the organ is and where you live actually have a factor in some of these things, I guess. But I don't know. I look at Dick Cheney and go, you're getting a heart of a 30-year-old guy. He's 71. It's not going to make you live to 144. You're going to probably die the same age you do anyway, if not sooner. It just seems to me to be... Register.